Hey everybody, Adam Stott here. Thanks for checking out my podcast, Business Growth Secrets. You're absolutely in the right place. This podcast is going to reveal to you all of the secrets that you've been looking to discover that are going to allow you to cure your cash flow problems, attain more clients, bring in more leads for your business, and create systems and processes that give you the growth that you want. You are going to discover the business growth secrets you have been looking for that I've used to sell over £50 million worth of products and services on social media and help clients everywhere to grow their businesses on demand. So let's get started on the Business Growth Secrets podcast. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Business Growth Secrets. Today we're talking about high value clients, generating more revenue, making more money. Pay close attention. Charlie's got some great questions which are coming from our groups. What you got for us today, Charlie?
Yes, so the first one is, can you discuss some of the strategies for, first of all, identifying and targeting higher value clients within your target market?
So strategies for acquiring higher value. Well, first thing you got to know, which is, do you know what? It's like, this is like business 101. And many people just still don't do it, especially small businesses. You've got to know who your avatar is. Who are you aiming for? Who is the right type of client for your business?
Yeah.
And the problem is most small businesses, they're like, well, you know, everyone. Or they do demographic targeting. So they target people between the age of 25 and 30, living in London from this mile radius of like this, like that. And they do very much on the demographics, where what I'm looking for, if you want a high value, high target rich client, you say, who is the best buyer of my product or service? Not who is a buyer of your product or service.
And what age they are.
There's thousands of buyers for your product. So who's the best buyer? I.e., when they buy the product or service that I have, that they are delighted, they love the value they get, and they think they've got incredible value. Who's the best buyer? So the first thing I would do is I would shift your thinking from not who is a customer, who is a client, to who is the best customer.
The ideal.
Who is the best client for my business? Yeah, like your ideal client. Who would be? And when you say ideal clients, it's been thrown around a little bit. Ideal client, and people still switch.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of not saying ideal client. Who is the best?
Yeah, the best.
Who's the best buyer?
Yeah.
And when we know that, so what does a best buyer look like? A best buyer looks like someone that wants your product, needs your product, is able to afford your product, is willing to take action, is hungry and thirsty for your product, i.e., they need it. They need it now. And somebody that is going to get more value from what you offer than how much they pay.
Yeah.
So they're going to be happy, which is really important as well. Now, if we say, who is the person that meets those elements, those criteria, what we can find is a really high value target to go and look at having a conversation with, and we can acquire better customers faster. Now, frankly, most business owners, most small business owners don't do that work.
Yeah.
Don't ask themselves those questions. They feel like when they're challenged with that feels difficult.
Yeah.
And they're saying to themselves, do I really need to know the answer to that? And perhaps they can't see the vision of getting a best buyer in their business. And because of that, they feel like they can't take that action and they revert to type. Where I would challenge small business owners to say, who is the best buyer that you've got right now? So one of the ways I would do this, how would you transition? So say that you've got you've got 500 customers now, or however many it is, 50 customers, whatever. Out of those 50 customers, 50 clients, who are the top five?
Yeah.
Why are they the top five? What do they look like? What do they do with your product or service? Yeah. What do they say about your product or service? How do they see your product or service? How do they feel about your product or service?
Yeah.
How are they using your product or service? What are they using your product or service instead of?
For,
And now we're looking at, now we're getting to know five people in a real good quality way.
Yeah.
And now we're getting to know those five people in a really good quality way. It becomes very easy because I look at these five people. I've got my 50 clients.
Yeah.
And these five, they love me. They love what we do. They love the product or the service. They want more of it. They're enjoying it. Mm. They rave about it.
Yeah.
They're brilliant. They can afford it.
Yeah.
And they're saying good things about it. So all I need to do is not worry about the other 45. Mm. I need to say, how do I replicate these five?
Figure out what they've got in common.
Exactly. And what you need to like. So now we look at the trends. What are the trends? Well, you might look at your 50 and go, well, these five are all schools.
Yeah.
You know, for example. Right? And these are nurseries, these 45. And these are, you know, individuals or private customers. But these are schools. Well, why don't you just go after more schools?
Yeah.
Right? And this is what people miss.
Yeah.
And hopefully, someone that perhaps before they've come and listened to this and didn't really get this, hopefully that short example
shows you
can bring the vision to life for someone. Is actually, no, look at, because this is already the bottom line. The bottom line is 80% of your revenue usually comes from 20% of your customers, right, as your clients.
Yeah.
So it would make a lot more sense to go and get more high revenue customers, clients for your business. And the best way to do that is look at who do you love dealing with right now, who loves your product or service, who affords your product or service willingly, who offers you no aggravation with the product or service. I've had this for years and years and years and years in different businesses.
Just analysing your data and your customers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, you know, I'll give you, this is an easy one to, I'll give you a few examples here, but let's take a couple of examples from businesses I've had. Yeah. Let's take a finance business. I had a first business I ever started was asset finance. So what we used to do is we used to lend money on behalf of major corporations like Lombard, ING Lease.
Yeah.
And we used to lend people money to buy assets. So those assets could be cars.
Cars, yeah.
Those assets could be vans. They could be tractors. They could be any type of asset, right? And you'd think, you know, the best buyer, who would be the best buyer there? Well, I had lots of clients that would buy a Ferrari on finance.
Yeah.
And we'd make a load of money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you know who the best buyer was? Oh, yeah. The best buyer was somebody that had 10 vans.
Yeah.
That did not care about the 10 vans, but just needed the funding in place to get them so they could make more money.
Yeah.
They'd sign a piece of paper, not think twice about it, move on, and the next week buy another 10 vans. The guy that's got the Ferrari, he's got a 6-month cycle. Do I want it? Do I not want it? Shall I shop around for it? You know, all these different things. Yeah. Actually, the 10 vans was bang. Yeah. That's an easy deal. I just earned as much on that as I would have done on the Ferrari deal that took 6 months. This one took 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So should I go for more Ferrari customers? Well, there ain't actually that many Ferrari customers out there. There's a lot of van customers out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
So this is when you start to analyze the types of moves that you're making. And
easiness for you. I mean, you have to deal with him for 6 months, quick, easy. And it's going to give you more time as well, as well as more profits, more time. Yeah.
So sort of looking at things in that way and being more strategic with your customer. But I mean, even with what we do now, like our ideal client and the person that we really get fast results for is somebody that has got a business that's been through the proof of concept stage.
Yeah.
So they've probably worked really hard.
Yeah.
You know, they had lots of trial and error along the way.
They
finally broke through. Yeah. And now they're generating a bit of revenue, but they don't know how to grow it. And they're a bit stuck. And they perhaps want to take their business from, you know, just coming up to six figures. And they want to build it over the next 2-3 years to seven figures. That's a great person for us, because we know that person is an entrepreneur because they've started a business. We know that they've got good risk appetite because they've quit their job already.
Yeah.
They're hungry. They want to make it work. They're, you know, they've got all those different aspects.
Right, personality type.
Exactly. You know, and do we serve startup businesses? Yes, we do.
Yeah.
You know, but it's going to take us a bit longer to help somebody to cultivate that idea, get them to take the risk, get them to stop in their job, create their side hustle, a bit longer.
Yeah.
Where we can actually take someone from 6 to 7 figures in a year with the right strategies. He's a great person for us.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're a 6-figure business owner and you're watching this, get in touch if you want to get to 7.
Come
right?
over.
Really simple. But if you're a startup business, we can help you too.
Yeah.
But our best buyer the person we help the fastest would be that six.
Because they've already got that foundation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Perfect. No, I think that answered that perfectly. So then in terms of, so you found your ideal client, your best buyer, your best buyer. And so say, let's take the vans. What are some effective approaches for attracting more of those specific clients? Like once you found your client, what are more processes?
First thing to do, which almost nobody does, is target those people.
Yeah.
So you now move your marketing efforts.
You don't need to market to them anymore.
Now you stop wasting your time on the stuff that takes your time up and doesn't make you any money in your business. Yeah. And instead you start investing your time on the best buyers who are going to help your business to grow, that's going to help you to make more money. So the first thing you do is target them.
Yeah.
And now that you've got an idea of who they are, you've got a better profile, it's much easier to call them out. Yeah. You just saw me do
that.
You
know exactly who it is.
You just saw me do it, right? Yeah. I literally just said, hey, bang.
If
you're watching, and someone that was watching went,
huh? That is me.
That's me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And it makes it much more magnetic.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Because now that person's like, oh, yeah, that actually is me. Yeah. He's just told me he can help me.
And you're saying that our speciality is working with these types of people because like we find it the quickest way. Like you said, like, my speciality is getting rid of these vans. I know how to get rid of vans easily. Like, I'm so good at vans that everyone's vans are like, oh, well, he's the best at vans.
Exactly.
Bang.
Yeah. So first thing you've got to do is target them.
Yeah.
Then make sure you have a message for them. So target, then it's message. How are you going to influence that person?
Yeah.
So I'll give you another example. Yeah. Someone with a six-figure business has probably worked really hard, is now feeling like they've got to take that step up, but perhaps they're lacking the information.
Yeah.
They don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
They're probably worried about hiring people in.
So you target what you know is their problems.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, they're probably not building the right team. They feel like they're doing everything themselves. Mm. They feel like there perhaps isn't enough profit and money in the business to build a team to help them relinquish the control. Yeah. They feel stuck in a loop. And now you can address those problems that person has, showing that you understand them and say, well, actually,
we can do this.
Yeah,
this.
With a simple, replicable business model, we can make that transition and take 7 figures without the challenges.
Yeah.
And that's very simple.
Yeah, and that's it, yeah. No, yeah, it seems so, you know what I mean, when you say it out and you plan it out,
this is a pretty easy one, right?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, something that we show our clients to do all the time.
Yeah.
It's something we're used to doing.
Okay, so the final sort of question on that. So they found the best buyer and they've targeted more of those best buyers. How would you-
And create a message for
and
them.
And create a message.
Yeah.
How would you focus on building the trust and cultivating the long-lasting relationships with those high-value clients?
So now it's really, really easy.
Yeah.
This is how easy it can be, is because you've just done those steps that we just said, you built the message out, they are, right? So what do you do now? Well, you take the case studies of you helping those 5 original people.
Yeah.
You show how powerful the results you get for those 5 people are. Now, we can show you Dan Salmon, great customer of ours, took a 100,000 business to £1 million in travel.
Yeah.
You know, Adam Walker, another great client from us, 100,000 stage agency, 7-figure business.
Yeah.
You know, Cam Salim, 250,000 business to £10 million business. I'll give you 100 different, more than that, hundreds of people that we've helped do that transition.
Yeah.
And now people can see, they did it. So you've got the case studies and the testimonies. You've got proof. You need to demonstrate proof and evidence that one, you've done it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it multiple times, right? I've done it.
But now you've been able to help
and
other people,
help other people do
way.
It. And you need to demonstrate those elements to those people. And now you need to go and you need to put the message in front of them.
Yeah.
So now we go back to the simple replicable business model. Is what's our top of funnel going to be?
Yeah.
Now we know who we're after. How are we going to put that message in front of them consistently? And then we just choose our traffic source.
Yeah.
Are we going to use Google Ads?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to use direct marketing, direct sales? Are we going to use Facebook ads? Are we going to use YouTube ads? Are we going to use TikTok ads? Are we going to use email marketing? Are we going to use cold email?
Yeah.
Are we going to use list buying? Now you choose your way.
Yeah.
Now you've got a clear target. Now you can just go and hit them up.
Yeah.
And that's much easier.
And that's it. Simple.
And that's how you do it.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, no.
Go and make some money, people, right? Very, very, very simple.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So look, good questions today. Well done. And hopefully you've enjoyed that episode of Business Growth Secrets. Charlie keeps going out to our school groups and to our email database and getting your questions. If you have questions, put them in the comments. Charlie will certainly see those, bring those topics up. We're trying to make each one of these episodes based around a topic. Hopefully you've enjoyed today's topic. Remember to share this with a business owner that can get massive value. And of course, I look forward to seeing and meeting you in person soon. Hey everybody, Adam here, and I hope you loved today's episode. Hope you thought it was fabulous. And if you did, I'd like to ask you a small favour. Could you jump over and go and give the podcast a review? Of course, I'll be super grateful if that is a 5-star review. We're putting our all into this podcast for you, delivering you the content, giving you the secrets. And if you've enjoyed it, please go and give us a review and talk about what your favourite episode is perhaps. Every single month, I select someone from that review list to come to one of my exclusive Academy days and have lunch with me on the day, meeting hundreds of my clients. So if you want that to be you, then you're going to be in with a shout if you go and give us a review on iTunes. Please, of course, do remember to subscribe so you can get all the up-to-date episodes. Peace and love, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.